give the little princess some unlucky gift, went as soon as they rose from the table and hid herself behind the hangings, that she might speak last, and repair, as much as she could, the evil which the old fairy might intend. In the meanwhile, all the fairies began to give their gifts to the princess. The youngest gave her for gift that she should be the most beautiful person in the world. The next, that she should have the wit of an angel. The third, that she should have a wonderful grace in everything she did. The fourth, that she should dance perfectly well. The fifth, that she should sing like a nightingale. And the sixth, that she should play upon all kinds of music to the utmost perfection. Old fairy's turn came next. With a head shaking more with spite than age, she said that the princess should have her hand pierced with a spindle and die of the wound. This terrible gift made the whole company tremble, and everybody fell a-crying. At this very instant, the young fairy came out from behind the hangings and spake these words aloud.
"Be reassured, O king and queen, your daughter shall not die of this disaster. It is true, I have no power to undo entirely what my elder has done. The princess shall indeed pierce her hand with a spindle, but instead of dying, she shall only fall into a profound sleep, which shall last 100 years, at the expiration of which a king's son shall come and awake her."
The king, to avoid the misfortune foretold by the old fairy, caused immediately proclamations to be made whereby everybody was forbidden, on pain of death, to spin with a distaff and spindle, or to have so much as any spindle in their houses. About 15 or 16 years after, the king and queen being gone to one of their houses of pleasure, the young princess happened one day to divert herself running up and down the palace. When going up from one apartment to another, she came into a little room on the top of a tower, where a good old woman alone was spinning with her spindle. This good woman had never heard of the king's proclamation against spindles.
"What are you doing there, goody?" said the princess. "I am spinning, my pretty child," said the old woman, who did not know who she was.
"Huh," said the princess, "this is very pretty. How do you do it? Give it to me, that I may see if I can do so."
She had no sooner taken the spindle into her hand than, whether being very hasty at it, or somewhat unhandy, or that the decree of the fairy had so ordained it, it ran into her hand, and she fell down.